Hello, welcome once again to Lato's Law. I'm Steve Leto. We've talked a lot about the Ford dual clutch transmission problems in America. A lot of those cars are on the road and the transmissions are messed up. And there was a class action filed in California, and they had a tentative settlement in place that was approved by the trial court. And then it went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals struck it and sent it back down and said, you guys have got to rework this. So as of right now, it is simply embroiled in litigation. But someone pointed out to me that Canada, our perky neighbors to the north, have solved this problem, as only they could, by coming up with a settlement, and appears to be the end of it. So if you're in Canada with a Ford dual-clutch transmission, you might have some remedies coming to you. So Canada Ford Transmission Class Action Settlement. I got this off a website called Top Class Actions. I'll put the link in the description below. But Ford Focus and Fiesta owners in Canada who say their cars suffer from a defective transmission that caused the vehicles to kick and jerk could get close to $3,000 in cash or $5,800 in vehicle discount certificates from a class action settlement. Class members include those who owned or leased a 2011 to 2016 Ford Fiesta or a Ford Focus from 2012 to 2016 in Canada that was equipped with a power shift transmission or the dual clutch transmission. Class members must have visited an authorized Ford dealer on multiple occasions because of the defect and repairs to the transmission, software flashes, a replacement clutch, or continuing problems must have or still are occurring. The automaker was hit with a Canada Ford Transmission class action lawsuit over consumer complaints. Had these problems with those cars. According to plaintiffs, the defect causes serious safety concerns for passengers as well as other vehicles on the road. The Canada Ford Transmission class action lawsuit claims the defect could cause affected vehicles to accelerate suddenly and without warning. The complaint also alleged that the affected vehicles were prone to skipping, bucking, and jerking unexpectedly. Further, drivers could experience delayed acceleration. Plaintiffs say they and other Fiesta and Focus owners were often required to pay out of pocket to fix the problem. And I've talked about this before. I had quite a few clients with these vehicles. And the first time it happened, you brought it to the dealership, they'd say, oh, we have to just fix Jimmy something. And they would just adjust something and give it back to you. Second time you brought it in, they'd say, oh, we have to reflash the transmission. They'd reflash something. Third time you brought it in, they might replace some of the internal parts of the transmission, like a clutch pack or something. The fourth time, they'd often say, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. You're driving it wrong. You know, as if you were doing something okay the first three times, but the fourth time, now it's your fault. And the Detroit Free Press did a great story, big, big, long expose about this, and pointed out that Ford Motor Company itself had actually issued statements to the dealers. Here's how you handle these. And one of the things was, blame it on the customers. So, additionally, the Canada Ford Transmission class action lawsuit contends that class members would not have purchased or paid as much for the vehicles had they known that they had the defect, and that's obviously the case. The automaker denied any wrongdoing but agreed to enter into the Canada Ford class action settlement under which the terms of class members can claim a cash payment or a partial refund of the purchase price depending on the condition and repairs their vehicle required. Class members can claim different amounts based on the number of service visits and type of repairs that were completed on their vehicle. And it's largely because they had no fix. Nothing they did to your vehicle would fix it. Some of the repairs might make it okay for a little while. And I've actually driven one of these cars. I rented one once by accident. I just went to a rental car company and just, you know, gave me a car. They gave me a car and I got in it and it's driving real funny and weird. And I'm like, oh, it's one of these. And it was. Class members seeking to claim up to $2,932 in cash or $5,864 in cash, in a discount certificate, must have experienced three or more service visits to an authorized Ford dealer, replacement of a qualifying hardware partner transmission during each visit, and the visits must have occurred within 7 years or the first 160,000 kilometers from when or where the vehicle is manufactured or first delivered. Each class member must have owned or leased the affected vehicle during the visits as well. Class members can also make a claim if they took their Ford Fiesta or Focus in for service at an authorized Ford dealer for three or more software flashes. Class members can claim up to $65 for each visit for a maximum payment of $780, which of course does imply that some of these people brought their vehicles in more than 10 times. Under the terms of the Canada Ford Transmission Class Action Settlement, Ford Fiesta and Ford Focus owners can claim reimbursement for the replacement of two or more clutches on cars manufactured after June 5th, 2013, replacements must have occurred within 5 years and 100,000 kilometers of manufacture. In addition, Ford may offer to purchase vehicles from class members whose qualifying Ford Fiestas or Ford Focuses are still having transmission problems and have taken the vehicle for two or more service visits. To make a claim, class members must submit the vehicle identification number of the vehicle, the name and address of the Ford dealer where the car was serviced, and a description of the service along with proof that they owned or leased the car at the time of service. Claims can be submitted online or via mail. The deadlines to opt out of or object to the Canada Transmission class action settlement passed already, and the settlement received final approval on March 18th, 2019. So this is a done deal. This one's done. I'm not sure about the appellate process in Canada, nor am I sure about how much the attorneys were paid in this one, which appeared to be the sticking point in California. Class members include those who purchased or leased a 2012-2016 Ford Focus or 2011-2016 Ford Fiesta with the power shift dual clutch transmission in Canada and experienced transmission problems. Class members must have taken their vehicle into an authorized Ford dealer service center for repair. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on here. And it's, you have to have the correct car. You have to have bought it in Canada. And you have to, have owned it during this time period. And at that point, you can then submit a claim and possibly, depending on how it worked out, get some kind of reimbursement for it. So again, the reimbursement hinges on what you had done. So if you simply had the software reflashed and it did nothing, you can get, like I said, up to $65 per reflash. If an authorized Ford dealer replaced three or more qualifying hardware parts in your transmission while you own the vehicle, you may be entitled to cash payments ranging from $252 up to $2,932 or vehicle discount certificates. And this is one of those things, a lot of class actions will settle where they'll say, hey, look, we're sorry it happened. Here's a coupon for another one, but the new ones don't have the problem. And that's always bugged me because a lot of times you buy a defective product, you just want your money back. You don't want to deal with these people ever again. But I don't blame Ford for making this an option, saying, hey, look, we all know that this is limited to these cars. So we'll give you cash for your problems if you want to. That's fine. Or if you want to, you can take what's behind door number two, which is a coupon good towards another Ford product that won't have these problems for more money. Because obviously you can take the money that we give you here and do anything you want with it, including buy another Ford product, which most people aren't going to do. But you could take the money or take a coupon for more money. And that's in the best interest of Ford because they can try to keep some goodwill. Because someone who's bought Fords their entire lives, and I've spoken to people who've bought, 10 Fords in a row, and they bought one here, and they're like, I'm so angry, I'll never buy another one. Well, that means they're going to lose another 10 in the future, sales of their Ford products. So, I've talked before, I've owned 5 or 6 Ford Explorers in a row now. They've all treated me very, very well. But if I had an experience like this, I might get upset to the point where I wouldn't buy another one. But I'm hypothetically here because it hasn't happened. So, if your class vehicle was manufactured after June 5, 2013, and two or more clutch replacements were performed, and you had to pay for a clutch replacement after warranty, you may qualify for reimbursement. Alternatively, you may be entitled to alternative benefits, which are designed to compensate class members with ongoing clutch malfunctions by refunding the entire cost of purchasing or leasing the class vehicle, less a reduction for the usage of the vehicle, and the residual value of the class vehicle at the time the claim is submitted, with class members keeping the vehicle or being offered repurchase by Ford. That's obviously the home run, the grand slam remedy. And so I don't know what the odds of you applying for that and getting it are, but it's available to you. So again, you will have to provide a bunch of information. You can do this all online if you are in Canada and have a qualifying car. But they do note, and this is very important, if you do not qualify for the settlement, do not file a claim. And just in case you didn't catch that, you are submitting your claim under penalty of perjury. You are also harming other eligible class members by submitting a fraudulent claim. If you're unsure if you qualify, please read the Frequently Asked Questions section of the Settlement Administrator's website to ensure you meet all standards. If you do not qualify for the settlement, check out our database of other open class action settlements you may be eligible for. But again, to reiterate, if you do not qualify for the settlement, do not file a claim. And I know people out there who think like this. They say, well, I don't qualify, but I'm going to submit a claim anyway just to see what happens. I might get lucky, Well, it's under penalty of perjury. And now it's in Canada. I'm not sure what they do to people who commit perjury. I don't know. But I wouldn't advise it, So if you don't qualify, just don't do it. And I know people think, well, that's not fair. I came close. I came close, but I don't... Came close. Let's go back and watch the NBA Finals and find a guy who missed a shot, but just by this much. Do we give him the points? No, we don't. Okay, you missed, you missed. So if you do not qualify, do not file a claim. But if you are in Canada and you had one of these nightmare dual-clutch transmission Fords, there is a Canada Ford transmission class action settlement that appears to have been approved, finalized, carved in stone. So like I said, I'll put the information in the description below. But I'm glad to see our Canadian friends doing this and getting it taken care of. Because unfortunately, the one in the United States is just mired in litigation and doesn't look like it'll be anytime soon that there'll be an answer there. So there you have it, my friends. Show note, I'm going to do a YouTube live feed October 6th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. So if you are around on Sunday or maybe watching a boring football game, hey, some of them are. Flip on the old YouTube and check out the live YouTube feed I'll be doing October 6th, Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Otherwise, questions, comments, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.